This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، فقد أمرنا الله تعالى بذلك في كتابه الكريم، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, Harun al-Rashid, Amir al-Mu'mineen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he once prepared a lavish banquet and he adorned his entire castle with the adornments of this dunya, and he invited so many guests, and as the special guest for that night, he invited the famous poet Abu al-Atahiyya, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And when Abu al-Atahiyya, rahimahullah, came, Harun al-Rashid said to him, صِفْ لَنَا مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. He said, describe for us this bounty and this beauty that we are now in. And Abu al-Atahiyya, he then described it with his words. He said, عِشْ مَا بَدَى لَكَ سَالِمًا فِي ظِلِّ شَاهِقَةِ الْقُصُورِ. He said, live as you wish, سَالِمًا, safe, فِي ظِلِّ شَاهِقَةِ الْقُصُورِ, in the shade of the towering castles. And Harun al-Rashid said to him, أحسنت ثم ماذا. He said, this excellent, excellent verse of poetry, then what? And Abu al-Atahiyya rahimahullah continued, he said, يُسَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ أَوِ الْبُكُورِ. He said, that whatever you desire is brought to you, whether it's in the morning or in the evenings. And Harun al-Rashid said, you know, Mumtaz, this is beautiful. Then what happens next? Or tell us what's next. And Abu al-Atahiyya said, فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَغَرْغَرَتْ فِي ظِلِّ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ فَهُنَاكَ تَعْلَمُ مُوقِنًا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. And then Harun al-Rashid, rahimahullah, he put his head down and he started crying. The verses mean that say, but when the souls quiver in the shade of a rattling chest, at that moment that you will know for certain that all of this was nothing more than delusion. And Harun al-Rashid started crying. And one of the guests said to Abu al-Atahiyya, he said that the Amir al-Mu'mineen invited you to make him happy, and all you did was make him sad. And Harun al-Rashid said, اتركه دعه, leave him alone. فَإِنَّهُ رَآنَا فِي عَمَى. He saw us in blindness. فَكَرِهَ أَنْ يَزِيدَنَا فِيهِ. And so he disliked to increase us in this blindness. Dear brothers and sisters, some of you may know that recently I was involved in a car accident. And in that accident, it happened around during working time, around 1 p.m. is when it happened. I was crossing an intersection, a very busy intersection at that. And really all I remember from the accident is just looking at the cars, waiting at the red light, and then seeing a green car coming very fast. And remember thinking to myself, do I have the green light or do I not? And then darkness. I remember nothing after that. And maybe a sore hour later, I remember waking up in the hospital, hearing a police officer talking to me and telling me what happened and saying you should thank God that you had your seatbelt on and so on. And then reading, and I remember the day when I got the police report, and I was sitting reading the report of what actually happened in the accident. And what had happened is that the lady had gone through the red light and struck the back of the car. The back of the car had engaged the airbags, which put me into a concussion. But the car was still moving forward and probably at a faster speed now. And so the car went into an electricity pole and it destroyed the car. But alhamdulillah, He was on the passenger side, all the destruction of the car, and the car was total. And then I remember sitting there in the hospital and thinking to myself, how did I get here? That where am I? How did I get here? And what had happened? And I actually had to work hard to try to remember what had actually happened, try to remember the green car that had come by. And subhanAllah, that when I was leaving the school, as some of you might know also, that I had told the principal at that time, because I was going somewhere, that I told him I might be a little late. And indeed, it was about three weeks before I actually returned to work. Many of us go through life, and we hear these statistics of the average age of a person, that they may be 60 years old, or the average person lives to 65, 70 years old, and we think that that is what we are promised. This is the promised time that we are going to live. And then we lull ourselves like a lullaby, that we go to sleep trying to get more money, trying to get a fancier job, trying to get a bigger house. And these things are not necessarily wrong, but so many times, and most of the time, it's done in heedlessness and ghafla of the hereafter and the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day that happened to me was a normal day. Now I can't forget the day and the exact day and the time that it all happened, and it's all there in my mind. But it was a normal day. And so easily, that car could have been coming on the driver's side. And instead of the police officer telling me what happened, it could have been the angel of death coming to me in that split second. Remember I said I don't remember anything. And the angel of death could have been coming to me and telling me, did you hear about the car accident that happened? And 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, you could have been here in the masjid saying, As-salatu ala al-mayyiti yarhamukumullah. And this is what Umar radiallahu anhu said, till the day when it's said upon all of us, As-salatu ala al-mayyiti yarhamukumullah. So today, inshaAllah, I wanted to spend a few moments upon this death that comes so suddenly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this death shall come to everyone when his or her time comes, and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can stop this death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهِ. Say that this death that you're trying to run away from, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, that verily it will meet up with you. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Then you will be returned to the knower of this unseen and the knower of the witnessed. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And he will tell you everything that you used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and people try hiding in lofty places to try to escape death, or may go here and there to try to run away from it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُّمُ الْمَوْتِ. That wherever you may be, death will catch up with you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you are in the highest of towers. Secondly, that in this death, many of us are heedless. Most of the humans are heedless of it, and they'd like to forget about it, and just don't talk about death. It's not a good thing to talk about. Let's do something entertainment. Let's joke. Let's have comedy. And they forget about this. But this heedlessness that humans go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any heedlessness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of His characteristics is not ghafla, is not heedlessness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know and is unaware of what the ظالمون do, of what the transgressive people and the wrong people do. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only delays them to a day when their eyes will stare in horror. And all these khutbas that we give, and all these halaqas, and all these minhaj and Muslim classes, and all these Arabic Institute classes, and all these tafsir classes, and the list goes on and on of all the reminders that are coming. On the Day of Judgment, all of this will either be a witness for us, or a witness against us on the Day of Judgment. For you read in Surah Al-Mulk, and many of us have this surah memorized, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْبِ. that is almost bursting with rage, the hellfire. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. That whenever a company and a group of people come to be thrown into hellfire, the custodians and the gatekeepers of hellfire say to them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Didn't someone come and tell you about this? Didn't someone come and tell you that what you were doing was wrong? And what's the reply? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't do injustice to anyone. قَالُوا بَلَى. They said, yes, someone was telling us that what we were doing was wrong. قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. That this warner came to us. فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. That they said, فَكَذَّبْنَا. That yes, this person came to us and we said that you are a liar. We said to that person, you're lying. مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That Allah didn't reveal anything. That there is that the God revealed nothing. Man is of Allah min shay'in antum illa fi dhalalin kabir. You're in nothing except a huge misguidance in what you're being a religious Muslim or being a practicing Muslim. It's just a big misguidance. Fi dhalalin kabir. And then they say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ. If only we used to listen. أَوْ نَعْقِلُ. Or if only we used our brains. مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. We never would have been with the companions of the blaze. And if it said to one of us, do you long for death or do you wish to die? A person would obviously reply, no, I don't want to die until I perform good deeds, until I change my life and perform good deeds that would be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if it said to that person, then change your life now, today. Change it today, right now, and do those good deeds that you would like to do if you had the second chance. And the person would obviously reply, inshallah, brother, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Inshallah, I'll do it tomorrow. And every day and every year that that person is told this and reminded, he'll say, inshallah, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Until he's crossing an intersection and a lady comes with a green car and hits the other side of the car, and then he begins his journey to the hereafter. And then he will say, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you could only see the day when the criminals hanging their heads will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا. They say, our Lord, we've seen this heaven, we've seen this hellfire, we see the day of judgment. وَسَمِعْنَا. And we've heard what you said, and we've heard and we understand what everything that the a'imma and everything the khatibs and everything that the warners and the glad tidings of, we've seen that it's true. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. That they say, we now believe, so send us back to the dunya. We believe, inna muqinun. We believe in everything you say now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, will not send them back. In fact, the Queen of England, and you know how much riches they have, and they don't do anything. They have all these riches, and she's sitting on her deathbed, and her famous last words, she would say, if only I could give all these riches for a moment of time. I would give everything up if I would just be extended in my life a little bit more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ أَنْ تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَتَا عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran and commands us, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, and commit yourself peacefully to Him, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ, before the punishment comes to you, before the torment comes to you, ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ, and you will not be supported, and you will not be assisted in any way. And follow the finest part of whatever has been sent down to you from your Lord, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ, before the punishment comes to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how that punishment comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً, before it comes to you suddenly, abruptly. It comes to you slamming in the face, and you never knew that it was coming. You heard about it, but when it does come, you will not get a day's warning before it comes. You will not get that moment. It will just hear it come immediately and abruptly, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lest a soul should use the excuse or should say on the Day of Judgment, أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةً, alas, what grief I have. And this word, يَا حَسْرَةً, there really is no English equivalent for the kind of regret that the person will have on the Day of Judgment. And so Imam Al-Tahir ibn Ashur, rahimahullah ta'ala, he tries explaining how this word al-hasra is. And he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that it's like a servant boy who was given the task of tending to a flock of sheep. And so he takes the sheep out into the hills and into the valleys, and then he lets them go, and he goes and he plays. And he becomes heedless of the sheep, and becomes in complete ghafla of what's going on with the sheep, moving away from them until a wolf comes. And it devours one sheep, and two, and three, until the entire flock is eaten away. And then at the end of the day, that little boy or that slave boy comes back to tend to see his flock, and he sees that it's all been devoured, and it's all been eaten. He said, hasra is what that boy feels when he goes back to his master to tell him what happened. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Qur'an, lest the soul should say, ya hasrata. And on this line, Yahya ibn Mu'adh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the most naive thing in my eyes is to see someone linger in sin, to keep committing sins, and have no regret for what they're doing in their sin, hoping that in the future, one day, they would be pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naivety, to hope to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without doing anything. And being naive to wait for the harvest of Jannah while planting the seeds of hellfire, hoping and waiting for reward from Allah without performing any deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ, that this takathur, this competition and striving for the worldly things, has kept you حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ, until you visit the graves. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أو بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reality of this dunya, and He says subhanahu wa ta'ala,
اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اعلموا, and this is a commandment, that know and make this part of your knowledge, أنما الحياة الدنيا, that this life of this world is nothing but لعب, is nothing but play, وَلَهُوًا, and diversion, وَزِينَةٌ and ornaments, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ and boasting with one another, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ and competition in more wealth and more children, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the parable of what this dunya is like, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارُ نَبَاتُهُ is like a rain that comes down, a heavy rain, and then the fruits of the land come out. أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارُ the growth, it's pleasing to the farmers, pleasing to those people who are indulged in it. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ and then it dries up. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُصْفَرًا it becomes yellow, and then it dries up, and then it's blown away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is like the life of the dunya. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but it just doesn't end as the crops die, that in the hereafter, that there is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and forgiveness from Allah, وَرِضْوَانَ and approval from Allah, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ and this life of the dunya is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion. A notable scholar says, or explains this story of how he met with a Muslim police officer in a Muslim country, and he says that the police officer came, there was at the scene of a car accident, and he came to the accident, he found one of the young men that was involved in the accident, they had laid him down on the floor, laid him down on the highway, and blocked off the other traffic, and he realized there was no time for the ambulance to come, that this boy was in his final moments, and he was going to die. And so the officer took it upon himself to kneel nearby the boy's ear and say to him, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ as your final words. And that boy, he raised his hands up very high and he raised his fingers and he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ and he put his hand down and then he passed away. And indeed, actually, during the car accident that I was in, so many times we've talked about how we think that this will be our last words and we'll have control over what we say. But I remember being in that hospital and the officer speaking to me, I didn't have control of what I was saying. I could only barely pick up what he was saying, and only things that come from your heart, you say it at that moment and you don't know what you're saying. And so this officer, after the boy had passed away, he had gone back to his parents to tell him of the good news that even though their son had passed away, he had died with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then telling his parents, the parents said, وَنَحْنُ نُبَشِّرُكَ and we tell you the good news that he only did Tawbah 2 weeks ago. And he only started going to the masjid 2 weeks ago, and he only started becoming Muslim 2 weeks ago. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take his life on this La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Abu al-Atahiyya, he has some other verses of poetry in which he says, يَا عَجَبًا لِلنَّاسِ لَوْ فَكَّرُوا وَحَاسَبُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ أَبْصَرُوا وَعَبَرُوا الدُّنْيَا إِلَى غَيْرِهَا فَإِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لَهُمْ مَعْبَرُوا لَا فَخْرَ إِلَّا فَخْرُ أَهْلُ التُّقَى غَدًا إِذَا ضَمَّهُمُ الْمَحْشَرُ لَيَعْلَمَنَّ النَّاسَ أَنَّ التُّقَى وَالْبِرَّ خَيْرَ مَا يُدَّخَرُ عَجِبْتُ لِلْإِنسَانِ فِي فَخْرِهِ وَهُوَ غَدًا فِي قَبْرِهِ يُقْبَرُ مَا بَالُ مَنْ أَوَّلُهُ نُطْفَةً وَجِيفَةً آخِرُهُ يَفْخُرُ أَصْبَحَ لَا يَمْلِكُ تَقْدِيمَ مَا يَرْجُو وَلَا تَأْخِيرَ مَا يَحْذَرُ وَأَصْبَحَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ فِي كُلِّ مَا يُقْضَى وَمَا يَقْدِرُ. Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, if it was, or we can imagine right now, that we are all dead, and that we've all passed away, and that we've all seen the hellfire, and we've all seen the reality of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, and that we may be doomed at that moment, and then we say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, send us back, perhaps we would do good. Imagine that you are in this position, and imagine today as you walk outside of the masjid, or maybe even here right now, that you were given this chance to actually come back to the dunya. Forget what you did in the past, but now you're giving the chance to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once stood at the grave, and with him was a companion. And he looked at the person of the at the graveyard, and he said to his companion, he said, if this person was given the chance to come back to the dunya, مَا تَرَاهُ صَانِعًا what do you think he would do? And his companion said to him, that he said he would do nothing except those deeds that would win him the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ هُوَ فَكُنْ أَنْتَ. He said, if it's not going to be this dead person, then let it be you. And we pass on this advice to myself and to all of us here, إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ هُوَ فَلْيَكُنْ نَحْنُ. That if it's not going to be that dead person, then let it be us who gets the chance to come back to the dunya, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا